This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Feature.
Raging Nathan Gust.
Jacob Day, wrestling name is Ripped Ryan Summers.
These are the Weekend Warriors, who put on the tights, lace up the boots, and grapple for the entertainment of wrestling fans throughout Northeast Wisconsin. But these men who bleed, sweat, and pay the price for Wisconsin professional wrestling all have a story to tell beyond the mat. Generally, the first thing that strikes you is the name, whether it's...
I'm Cujo. Cujo the Mad Dog of War, that's it.
Or...
David Fralick, go by Porn Stash Peter Schwanz.
Let's start right there. Porn Stash, as his fans know him by. How exactly did that happen?
I never used to actually fully shave it, and then when I decided to do it, I thought I'd take that moniker, and Peter Schwanz means a dirty word in German.
While the names may make you chuckle, the lure of pro wrestling hits each and every one of them.
It's completely different from, you know, just hanging out with friends, even though we are just hanging out with friends most of the time, but you're the center of the attention, which appeals to pretty much all of us, because you have to be pretty egotistical to be in the wrestling business.
Michael Rutherford portrays a lumberjack, and he says it's a performance art between the ropes that would resonate with any community player.
The ring is our stage. We're surrounded on four sides. If you mess up, everybody sees you do it.
But unlike most productions of Macbeth, you get hit. Hard. And repeatedly. The epitome of this is Nathan Gust.
I'm physically 62 years old and I shouldn't be doing this. This is real. This actually sticks with us every day. It's not anywhere near fake.
The injuries pile up on everybody.
I dislocated my jaw and popped it back in mid-match.
Every time you take a bump, it's like getting hit by a car.
They think these rings are just a bunch of padding, but it's wood steel. It's pretty hard on your body, contrary to popular belief.
Since then, Jake Day has worked his tail off to get where he wants to go, having a tryout with the WWE.
And I got there and I was starstruck because you walk in and all of a sudden here's the Big Show, here's the Undertaker, here's John Cena, and they're all walking past you just like normal people, and it's like, okay, this is really it.
Speaking of reality, these ring generals have regular jobs.
I work at Quick Trip full-time.
I work for Budget Truck Rental.
A full-time mailman, aka letter carrier.
I am a wastewater treatment operator.
Jake says he's been recognized.
I actually had somebody come up to me today and they said, oh my God, I didn't know you were a wrestler. I was watching that the other day and I said, oh my God, that's my mailman.
David says he gets some ribbing.
I'll come in, oh, did you get hurt? Did anybody touch the mustache?
Cujo gets his workers on board.
They do, and they love it. In fact, they're all, just about all of them are going to be here tonight.
So what's their advice for the young kid dreaming of world titles and big pay-per-view payoffs?
Don't come into this thinking it's just going to be a walk in the park, thinking that 2 weeks later you're going to get in the ring and you're going to be main event getting titles. It's nowhere near that.
Make sure you're ready. Make sure you listen. Keep your ears open and do whatever anyone else tells you, because that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Invest the money in a good trainer. Don't skimp on the trainer. Work out and just study. Watch as many tapes as you can.
Just believe in yourself and don't let anybody tell you you can't do something.
In Greenleaf, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.